Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum leading all hearts to Jesus. This week is Year C, Spring, Week 11. The Big Idea. The New Jerusalem is the place where God will one day live with His people. There will be no more pain or death. For those who follow God, He makes all things new. Memory verse. He who was sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down. You can trust these words. They are true. Revelations 21:5. As Christians, we may not often think about eternity, but knowing who we are in Christ and dwelling on His promises of eternal life in heaven is the key to living the life we are called to live on earth. It is important to recognize the New Jerusalem, heaven, as a real place. The more we know about it, the more we will desire to make ourselves ready to live there, and the better we will live while still here on earth. God is making all things new, including us, and we can rejoice while on the journey to heaven because of God's promises. Old Testament. Revelation is often thought to be different from the rest of the Bible. However, the Old Testament speaks of the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem, just as John did. For example, Isaiah wrote, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The things that have happened before will not be remembered. They will not even enter your minds. So be glad and full of joy forever because of what I will create. And I will be full of joy because of Jerusalem. I will take delight in my people. Weeping and crying will not be heard there anymore. Isaiah 65:17-19. Revelation, a deeply Jewish book, was written to encourage believers who would recognize the fulfillment of years of hoping. John is recording a vision, but what he writes aligns with the Old Testament prophecies of not only Isaiah, but also Daniel, Ezekiel, and others. God's story is true from beginning to end, and the book of Revelation helps confirm it. Jesus. The symbolism in the Bible is clear. The church is the bride of Christ. Believers in the Messiah will fill the holy city and make it radiant. Now, John tells us that the holy city, our future home, is also lovely, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. What makes it beautiful are the righteous deeds of Christ's followers. Now God is going to make His home with His people, just like Jesus promised. No longer will we have to direct our minds to the invisible world, for we will see Him face to face. In this perfect place with our Savior, there is no sadness. Sin and death, sickness and shame will be put away when our Messiah takes His rightful position and reigns as King in our sight. It will not be like our earthly life. God will provide everything we need. No one will feel fatigue or despair. When Jesus comes as the true King of Israel, everything that was ever wrong will be made right. The church and the world. This is obviously very good news, and anyone who gets good news is excited to share it. Jesus intended for this revelation to be shared. He told John, write this down. You can trust these words. They are true. John did write them down. He shared them with all the churches, who in turn shared them with everyone they could. They have even reached us today. We need to dwell on these words. We need to meditate on them, rejoice over them, and tell others about them. We are Christ's witnesses on earth until He returns. He intends for us to reach the ends of the earth with the news that His return is imminent. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.